How's it all shaping up after the session today ahead of the under-23 trial game?
Yeah, look, I think it's a real exciting opportunity for a majority of our younger guys to get out and play tomorrow. I think, it's been a long pre-season. A lot of the guys are, I suppose this is their first game for our footy club, first proper game. So the mood's really good. I thought the boys trained great this morning and we're really looking forward to getting in the game tomorrow.
Jackson Mead, has been named. He looked pretty good, I guess, running out there. What we saw of him, is he fully recovered from that ankle injury that he had?
So he had a little hamstring. Yep. So look, we'll have to check after. I'm not quite sure whether Jackson's going to play tomorrow. He's obviously had some restricted training over the last couple of weeks. So we've got to make that call of whether he's right exactly to go, but we won't take any risks. So look, we've got Jackson, we've got Trent Burgoyne, who you'll see tomorrow. It's an exciting time, as I said before. A number of our new guys to our football club are playing and we can't wait to get into it.
Connor Rosie, Xavier Dursman, Zach Butters, they come under 23s. Why were they disrested from this game?
Yeah, I suppose it's an opportunity to give guys some game time. Those three guys that you mentioned played some footy last week in our Marsh Cup game, so it's probably not as necessary to get minutes into them tomorrow. So we won't play them tomorrow. There's other guys as well that do need some minutes, and they will play. Brad Ebert's obviously going to play, and he's not under 23, so to be able to get some minutes into Brad, who hasn't played a lot of footy over the last 12 months, is really important. So it'll be good to get him out there with our younger guys.
Hamish Hutler, another one that you sort of tossed up whether to play in this under 23 match as well?
Yeah, certainly. I guess Hamish is a little bit different because he's had such a delicate comeback from his knee. We probably don't want to take too much of a risk of giving him too much game time, and we probably can, simulate what we want to get from a training session for Hamish. Brad's a little bit different because it's been concussion and head knock and not that physical strain on the lower part of his body. So, we certainly did discuss about Hamish having a run around in the under-23s game, but we decided against it.
How is Brad going with the concussion? Is he going to be wearing the helmet again this year?
Yeah, so he wore the helmet last week in the Marsh Cup game, so I suggest he'll wear that again tomorrow. I think it's probably just one of those things of how he feels at the time. Medically, he's cleared and been training really well. It's probably just the mental side of things that he's got to overcome to be able to take the helmet off and feel comfortable without it.
What role do you think Dylan Williams is going to play? He was on Tom Jonas earlier today. Yeah, what role do you see him?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing Dylan play. He's exciting. He only probably needs six or seven possessions to be able to score four or five goals. So he's one of those young guys that we brought into our football club that will have a really bright future, and I can't wait to see him play.
Can you give us an update on Miles Bergman?
Yep, so Miles got through a rehab session today. He's rolled his ankle last week, so he'll miss tomorrow's under-23 game, but hopefully we'll get him back. If he doesn't play in the Marsh Cup game next week, we'll get him back for the first SANFL or SANFL trial the following week. So he's right on track. He's been training really well. He's really athletic. He moves really well. And we've all seen what Mitch has been able to do through our intra-club and the start of Marsh Cup. He's a little bit sore, so we thought the smarter option was just to give him a week off, let him freshen up and make him available for selection next week.
Do you think he's done enough to perhaps get a call up for round one?
Oh, he's certainly close. I think that's the good thing about our group. We've probably got 25 to 30 players that are put themselves right in the mix for round one, and Mitch is certainly one of them. There's a little bit to go before round one, and selection's going to be tough, but he's certainly been calculations for round one.
Who else are you excited about running out tomorrow?
Well, Jake Patmore gets to play his first game back since his knee reconstruction last year. He played in the intra-club and did some really good things, but he'll play his first proper game, so I'm really excited to see him. And then just getting more game time into guys like Todd Marshall, Kane Farrell is really exciting. Both of those two guys that I mentioned are going to have really good AFL careers, but they probably just need some consistency with their form. So I think this game provides that opportunity. Sure, we want to win. We want to be competitive. It's against Adelaide, but we also need to make sure guys are getting into some good form for the start of the season.
What do you expect from Jake this year? He got a contract extension when we well, with the three younger players I mentioned before, Rosie, Mullers and Dursley, yeah, what do you expect from him?
I think it's a little bit of the unknown. He started to show some real improvement at the start of last year over pre-season and in the first couple of trial matches. So I think he'll take his game. He's an elite runner, so we'll see some more time from him through the midfield. But I guess it's a little bit of the unknown, and he's one of those guys that we really need to step up and play some real consistent football, which will improve the team.
Robbie Gray, how's he tracking along?
Yeah, Robbie's looking great. I think it's been well publicised that Robbie's had a fantastic pre-season. Sure, he's a little bit sore, so he's pulled out of the State of Origin game tonight. But, you know, we expect him hopefully to get some minutes next week, but there shouldn't be any issues for round one.
And the other one, of course, is Ollie Wines. When do you sort of envision him coming back into the season?
Yeah, it's funny. Ollie keeps telling me he's right, almost right to go, and he wants to play some footy. But look, I'm sure it's still a number of weeks to come. He ran around today a little bit at training and did some shadowing, so he's obviously no contact. He still can't do a lot of skills, so he's still a little while away. But the good thing with Ollie's injury is that he can run. So once he gets the all clear from the surgeon that he's right to go, I'm sure he'll put his hand up pretty quick.
Was Todd Marshall another one who was no contact?
No, I think Todd was okay today. I think Todd trained the first part of the session. The guys that are playing tomorrow only did the first two drills and they sat out the rest of the session. So Todd's fine to go, and he's ready to play.
I think they forecasted, I think it was like round 6 or 7 for Ollie to return. Do you see him coming back a bit sooner than that?
I guess it's one of those unknowns. I think with a shoulder and having surgery, once you get the all clear to actually get back into some contact, I think the timeline sort of goes from there. So knowing Ollie, I'm sure he'll be really keen to get back. And we've just got to be smart and calculated with our medicos around the right time for him to come back so we don't put him at any risk.
And the other boys that aren't playing tomorrow had a pretty physical session, or they had a session out there as well?
Yeah, they had a big session today. So I think it's important that this time of year we really maintain our intensity. It wasn't over long, but they certainly cracked in and had a real physical session today, which was good for them. They'll do a little bit of off-leg stuff tomorrow morning, and then we'll get ready for the Marsh Cup game number 2 next week.
And